Friends, would you please stand as you are able and join me in our call to worship. Christ is our shepherd, Christ's sheep. The shepherd is calling us to join God's flock. We will follow our shepherd. Rejoice, little one, for no one can snatch us from the shepherd's hand. In God's flock, we rest secure. Come, let us worship.
Please join in our opening prayer. Loving Shepherd, in the midst of sorrow and loss, you wipe away every tear from our eyes. May the wonders of your love reach down to us this day. As Peter raised Tabitha from the dead, raise us also to new life. Help us cling no longer to the darkness threatening to overcome our world, that we may reside in the glory of the Lamb. Wake us from the slumber that numbs our spirit, even as you nourish us in the strength of your spirit. May the world see the shepherd living in us, and may we come to dwell in your pastures, which remain evergreen. Amen. Our opening hymn is Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You can find it, number 64 in the United Methodist Hymnal. We will sing verses 1, 3, and 4.
Friends, you may be seated. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, we thank you for a beautiful day, not only to come and worship you, but to baptize one of our own. Lord God, we lift up the prayers that we have spoken. We give you thanks for birthdays and the days of birth. We give you thanks for closure, and we ask that you're with us as we continue to remember. And Lord, we thank you for children, even children who run up onto the altar area. But God, thank you that you are with us, that your love surrounds us, that you have never left us nor will never leave us. God, bless the prayers of our hearts, whether they be spoken aloud or left quiet within us, that we might be a blessing to others and that we might know that we are loved. Through Christ our Lord, we pray all of these things. Amen. And so with the confidence of the children of God, we invite you to pray with us the prayer that Christ has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. At this time, if there are any kids who'd like to come up for the kids' message, you are more than welcome to do so.
Body. Hello, beautiful children of God. Hello. How are you today? Good, good. How many of you guys have a mom? Or a grandma? Or an aunt? Yeah? Or some kind of woman in your life who takes care of you? Yeah? I'm sure we all can think of at least one girl in our life, yes, that we love, who love us and help take care of us and help raise us. So we're going to talk about that today because today is Mother's Day. So I brought a bag with me today of things that remind me of my mom, starting with the bag. The bag reminds me of my mom. It's a big grocery shopping bag. She takes them with her everywhere. I have tissues in here because my mom took care of me when I was sick. So that's what reminds me of my mom. When I'm sick, I remember that my mom used to take care of me. I also have a Bible in here because my mom helped me go to church. She's the one who brought me to church and introduced me to God. So I think of my mom when I read the Bible. Where is this little thing? I also think of my mom when I hear this sound. You can't hear it in the microphone. It's the world's tiniest little bell. Can you hear that? Yeah, you can hear it right next to you. It's a cute little bell. I think of my mom when I hear a bell because it reminds me of dinner's time. Dinner ready. So my mom always called us to dinner, so I hear a little bell, I think, my mom's calling me to eat. So there are things that I see in my life every day that's always reminding me to think of the person who raised me. And there are things in our lives that can I have everybody close your eyes right now? Close your eyes and try to imagine your mom's voice or that woman who takes care of you saying the words to you, I love you. Can you hear that voice in your head? We know that voice. You can open your eyes now. We know that voice because we've heard it a lot. We've heard that voice telling us, be safe, or don't run with scissors. Or we hear that voice telling us what we need to do every day. And we hear that voice telling us that they love us. And I want to tell you that because we can hear God's voice too. Did you know that? Do you know you can hear God's voice? You may not hear it like a voice like your mom's, but we can hear when God is talking to us because we just have to pay attention. Now, when I see these things like the Bible or the bell or the tissues that remind me of my mom, there are things that remind me of God and remind me to listen for God's voice. What kind of things do you think can help me remind me of God? You think the Bible can remind me of God? Yeah. The church? Our parents could remind us of God if they bring you to church. When you see someone being nice or sharing their toys or their food, giving food away, that can remind you of God because those are all good things that God wants us to do. And we can always remember God when we hear our mothers say, I love you, because that's how God feels about us. God loves all of us just like our mothers love us. We are God's children. Did you know that? You might have parents, but God's also your parent. God is everyone's parent. And God loves us the way a mother loves us. And we need to remember to listen to God. Let's pray about that today. Can you fold your hands, bow your heads, and repeat after me? Dear God, thank you for our mothers. And thank you for their love. Thank you for loving us like a mother. Help us remember you every day, the way that we remember our moms and how you take care of us. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Amen. Have a wonderful Sunday and Mother's Day.
We have an absolutely wonderful thing happening today. We have the baptism of Lily Joanne Springer. Right on cue, right? Come on up. We have today. And I don't know about all of you, but if you, like me, woke up to the thunder this morning and the rain coming down and thought, oh my gosh, I'm going out in my white robe and I will see how dirty we can get it. The next thought was, remember your baptism and be glad. Friends, baptism is a time where we remember that God is good, His grace surrounds us before we were even born, and that His grace will walk with us throughout our lives no matter what. So friends, at this time, I don't know if you remember how a baptism goes, but if you want to follow along, you certainly can. We'll be ad-libbing a little bit. It is page 39 in your hymnal that we'll be using. You guys ready? Friends, this is holy baptism, the sacrament where we remember that we are connected through Christ to God and to one another. Now and forever. I present before you Lily Joanne Springer. I know your name. But friends, at this time, I'm going to ask some questions of those up here as well as all of you. You're not off the hook, don't worry. But without further ado, let's make some promises to each other. Haley and Matt, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of the spirit, and repent of your sin? If so, you say, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? So would you say, I do.
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? So would you say, I do.
I do.
I do. Holy Nurture Book, in Christ's Holy Church, by your teaching and example, that she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself and to profess her faith openly and lead a Christian life. If you do to say, we will. Friends, because if you didn't know, this isn't just a family up here making these promises between themselves and God. This is a promise that we all make as the church. So friends, will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include all of these people before you, now in your care and in your prayers? With God's help, will you proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ? Will you surround not only these persons, but all of us, with a community of love and forgiveness, that we all may grow in our faith and our service to others? Will you pray for Lily, that she may be a true disciple who walks in the ways that lead to life? If so, would you say, we will?
We will.
Friends, would you join me in prayer? Almighty God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for kids. The ways they surprise us, the ways they bring us life, the joy that fills our hearts. Almighty God, thank you. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. So friends, at this time, we get down to brass tacks. Just as God brought us through the waters, Christ has redeemed each of us. We are called by water and the Spirit, that we may be brought into new life and remember the ways that God loves us. Would you pray a blessing of water? Gracious Lord, bless this simple thing. Bless this water, that it may be a sign that we might remember our baptisms and be glad, that we might remember the forgiveness that we have, and that we might have the strength and the grace to commit our lives every day to you. Lord, bless these people, bless these gifts. Amen. All right, everyone. It's going to be a little cold. It might look strange, but if you want to cry, that's totally fine, okay? Lily, I bless you.
And we rejoice this day as we remember that Jesus said, "Let the little ones come unto me." Our New Testament reading today comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. they cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." May God bless us with understanding of his holy word. Amen.
Friends, at this time we have our offering. It's a time where we respond in gratitude to what God has already done and what God has promised to do. Friends, it's not just about our resources. It's about our time, our prayers, the ways that we love one another, care for each other, teach and guide and nurture. But friends, if you'd like to partner with us in ministry, not only to keep these worship services going and full of celebration, but also to bless the community around us, we invite you to give of whatever God is leading you to. We'll be passing the plates around. And if you'd like to partner more long term, you can sign up online to give electronically if that's more your speed. But friends, this is a moment where we remember that God has been good and will continue to be good. So I invite you to take a moment to remember and reflect upon those times God has provided for each of us.
Thank you.
Almighty God, bless these gifts that we have given back. Lord, we thank you that you have provided for us. Lord, may we care for each other in the measures that we are able. Lord, may our gifts, may our tithes, may our resources be a blessing not only to this congregation, but to our entire community. Lord, help us steward it well. Help us bless one another with it. Help us remember that first you gave to us, and so we give to you. Through Christ our Lord, we give you thanks. Amen. You may be seated. I do this just about every Sunday. Could you please stand as you're able and join with us in our next hymn? You guys need a better pastor or something, I don't know. I'm sorry, friends. Stand as you're able and join us in our next hymn, Shepherd or Savior Like a Shepherd That Leads Us, which can be found on page 381 of your hymnal. Friends, our gospel reading today comes from John chapter 20, verses 22 through 30. Friends, this is the gospel according to John. So at that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus was walking in the temple, the portico of Solomon.
So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you're the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The good news of Jesus Christ. And all the people said, Amen. I did, friends. I woke up and I heard the rain and I thought, geez, here we go. And then I remembered. Remember your baptism and be glad. I think it was Martin Luther and probably many after him that said, every morning when you wake up and wash your face, remember your baptism and be glad. Now, I don't know how many of you washed your face in a basin like they did back in the 1500s, but maybe the translation today would be, whenever you wake up and take your morning shower, remember your baptism and be glad. Why? Why should we be glad? I mean, Lily didn't scream, right? She didn't cry out too much. But the sprinkling of water on top of someone's head, it's a strange ritual that we do. Why should we be glad? In the gospel today, it's interesting that Jesus walks in on the festival of dedication. The very quick research I did, how many of you are familiar with the festival of dedication? See, that's what I said when I read this. I said, I have no idea what this is or what this means, but how many of you are familiar with Hanukkah? A little bit more, right? Basically, at least from my research, the same thing. But it's interesting that John uses the festival of dedication. See, this is when the Jews came together to bless the second temple after it had been rebuilt. See, before that, there was some the desecration that happened with the previous rulers. They took the temple and they trashed it and they messed it up and made it a place where, I don't know, people couldn't quite feel the Spirit. So they went in, they cleaned the place up, they scrubbed the floors and the walls, they put the furniture right again. And not only that, they took some time to pray over it. To in their hearts say, this is meant for different things. This is meant for life and for beauty and for goodness now, once again. Interesting that this is the scripture that we find today. Interesting that as we were trying to figure out when to have the baptism, this is the one we chose without even looking at the scripture. Because I think it speaks to something about our own selves if we slow down enough to listen. Friends, this is an image of baptism. An image of the grace of God that is within us and around us before we were even a twinkle in our parents' eyes. This is the love of God. How many of you have had kids? I know, right? Fun stuff. How many of you have raised kids? Is there a difference? I think it's a beautiful thing we learn through parenthood. That once you're a parent, how long are you a parent for? Always and forever. Does that scare any of you? I know for some of us young ones, it does. It's a little bit unnerving to know that even when my daughter is 18 and she's off on her own doing whatever she is, whether working or at college, that she'll probably still call up and say, "Hey, Dad, I need a little bit of money. Is that okay?" We're parents forever. That love that we had for our children, I'm sure much of it started before they even made their first cries, wondering who they would be, what they would become. And it doesn't end. Even when my own kids scream during bath time, I don't want to wash my hair. Or when we're driving, saying, how much further until we're there? Or getting into, I know I've told this story before, when you're sleeping, taking a nap on the couch, pouring a pitcher of water on your face just to see what happens. They're still our kids. We still love them. And I think you can turn to each person around you, whether you're a parent or a child, I think you've known that. That there's not a whole lot you can do in this world to stop that love. Friends, this is an image of the love of Christ. This is an image of baptism. This is an image of what it means to be human and to be holy. That love that was first born in us, before we even knew what it was or could really point to it and say, yes, Mom and Dad, I love you too. That love is something that we help grow within each other. And I don't know about you, but I need to give my mom a call today because she's all the way over in Denison and I've done enough driving for a lifetime this last week, it seems. But whether our folks are near or far, whether our kids live in the same town or they've moved across the country, I think we know this deep within ourselves. That love is still intact. It never leaves. It will be there always and forever. And it's the love and a bond that is still with us in this community too. How many kids we've confirmed and have gone off to college. How many people have moved because of jobs. How many people who we've lost contact with, and then a decade later they show up again. It's a great mystery when we make these promises to wonder, what will life hold? And how can I continue to love people, no matter what, no matter where they are, no matter how old we get? But may you rest assured knowing this. God loves you. The church loves you. And each person, hopefully, in this room loves you. Can you turn to your neighbor? I know we don't practice this enough, right? Can you turn to your neighbor, whether you're related by blood or not, can you turn to your neighbor and say, I love you? I know, it's going to be really awkward. I love you. It's going to be really awkward because we don't do it often enough. Even if you're not related, right? And guys, you can tell I love you to other guys. That's all right, okay? I love you. I love you. I love you. All right, Lily's saying the sermon needs to be over. So, friends, may you remember this. No matter what happens, you are loved. You are loved by God. You are loved by the people He calls His sheep. So may grace be around you. May you tend that and grow that love within your hearts, because at the end of the day, it is what Christ is teaching us to do. Amen. Amen. Friends, would you pray with me? Good and gracious God, we thank you that you do love us, that nothing, not sin, not evil, not life or death, can snatch us away from your hands. Lord, even when our nights are dark, even when we forget that your love is with us and around us, Lord, remind us through your voice, through our friends and our family, through our church. Lord, remind us that we are loved and that your grace goes with us. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. So friends, we invite you to stand for our final hymn, Wash, O God, Our Sons and Daughters. You can find this in your blue hymnal on page 605. We'll sing verses 1 through 3.
To receive the benediction. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God lift you up and fill your spirit. Friends, go in love. Go with God. Know that we are all connected, that no matter what, His love goes with us, and our love goes with each other, now and always, forevermore. And all the people said, Amen. Amen. Friends, go, rest, rejoice, enjoy your Sabbath. Our service has ended.